Ndakuverenga book ra Exodus chitsauko 4.
From verse 1.
Kubva pavhesi rekutanga.
It's answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee.
Zvino Moses akapindura akati, asi tarirai, havanganditendi kana kunditeerera inzwi rangu, nokuti vachati Jehovha haana kuzviratidza kwauri.
And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thine hand? And he said, a rod.
Jehovha akati kwaari, chinyiko icho chiri muroko rwako? Iye akati, itsvimbo.
And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it.
Akati, ikandire pasi, akaikandira pasi, ikashanduka kuva nyoka, Moses akatiza.
And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thine hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it and became a rod in his hand.
Zvino Jehovha akati kuna Moses, tambanudza ruoko rwako uibate paurminda. Iye akatambanudza ruoko rwake akaibata ikashanduka tsvimbo muruoko rwake.
That they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee.
Kuti vatende kuti ndini Jehovha Mwari wamadzibaba avo, Mwari waAbrahama, naMwari waIsaka, naMwari waJakobho wazviratidza kwauri.
And the Lord said furthermore unto him, put now thine hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand in his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow.
Jehovha akatiwo kwaari, isa ruoko rwako muchipfuwa chako. Akaisa ruoko rwake muchipfuwa chake. Zvino wakati achirubvisa, onei ruoko rwake rwava namaperembudzi, rwati mbembe sechando.
And he said, put thine hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was turned again as his other flesh.
Akati, isa ruoko rwako muchipfuwa chakozve. Iye akaisa ruoko rwake muchipfuwa chake zvakare. Zvino wakati achirubvisa muchipfuwa chake, onei rwashandukazve senyama yake.
And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken unto the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign.
Zvino kana vachiramba kukutenda, kana kuteerera inzwi rechiratidzo chokutanga, vachatenda inzwi rechiratidzo chechipiri.
And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land.
Zvino kana vachiramba kutenda zviratidzo izvi zviri, kana kutenda inzwi rako, uchere mvura yomurwizi uidururire pakaoma. Ipapo mvura yawachera ichashanduka ropa ipapo pakaoma.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. May be seated.
Ishava wedzire maropa fadzu pakuverengwa kweshoko ravo, mugare zvenyu pasi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So glad to be back again in the house of the Lord.
Tinofara kudzoka zvakare muimba yaJehovah.
To enjoy his goodness and his mercies.
Kuropafadzwa nekunaka kwake nenzitsi dzake.
And to allow him to speak to us.
Uye nekuvatendera iwo kuti vataure kwatiri.
Because he said, man shall not live by bread alone.
Nekuti vakati munhu angararama nechingwa choga.
But by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Asi neshoko rimwe nerimwe rinobva mumuromo waMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
So that's the reason why we have come tonight.
Ndicho chikonzero chatawira kuno manherano.
We open up our hearts.
Kuzarura moyedu,
so that Almighty God can speak to us.
Kuti Mwari wamasimba ose vataure nesu.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
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 We continue with our thought as I was with Moses.
Tiri kuendera nepfungwa yedu sezvo ndakanga ndina Moses.
Amen. Now, if you would remember very well,
kana muchinyatsorangarira zvakanaka,
when the prophet went inside in the Greensmill, Indiana.
Profita pavaka pinda mukati mubako ku Greensmill, Indiana.
The burden that he had on his heart.
Mutoro wakanga vainawo pamoyo wavo.
that the, all the other ministers could not agree with him. Because he was seeing visions and he was performing miracles and the others were not. So they told him, you've got a demon. I don't think there's anybody who would like to live with a demon. Even if you're not very sure. So you're going to do something to make sure that you won't have that demon that they're talking about. Is
that
right? So he went over into Sabino, into Greensmill, Indiana.
Vakaenda ku Greensmill ku Indiana.
After he told his wife, I'm not coming back.
Mushomunge waudza mudzimai wangu kuti handisi kudzoka.
Until something happens to me.
Kusvikira chimwe chinhu chatoitika kwandiri.
Meanwhile, the other dimension in heaven.
Zvino pane chimwe chiro kudenga.
It was time for commissioning a prophet.
Yanga yasvika nguva yekuchituma muprofita.
Amen. So God has got to do something to make sure he meets him at the right place.
Mwari vaifanira kutoita chimwe chinhu kuti vasangane nemuprofita panzvimbo yavaida.
He does that.
Vanotozviita.
All the time.
Nguva dzose.
If he wants to talk to you,
kana vachida kutaura newe,
he'll create a situation.
Vachatogadzira mamiro ezvinhu.
To make sure you be in that place.
Kuti uve panzvimbo chaiyo.
Where he wants to talk to you.
Pavari kuda kutaura newe.
Or where the event is going to take place.
Kana kuti panofanira kuitika chiitiko chacho.
Amen. Okay, before I continue with the Greensmill situation, I want to underscore what I've just mentioned. That God is going to do something to push you to that place so that he must work with you. You remember the time when the seven angels appeared to Brother Branham? Brother Branham had to be told to go west.
For
this event of the meeting with the seven angels was not supposed to take place in the east. It was supposed to be in the west. So something had to happen to make sure he goes west. And God knew the exact geographical position where he was going to meet the prophet. Amen. So they went out of the city and they went hunting.
Vakabuda muguta vakaenda kunovhima.
And they were busy hunting for javelina hogs.
Vanga vachivhima nguruve dzinonzi javelina.
So when they went with the brothers,
pavakaenda nehama,
God didn't want to meet Brother Branham when he was with the brothers.
Mwari vangu asingade kusangana Brother Branham vaine dzimwe hama idzi.
So he had to find ways of separating them.
Mwari vakatotsvaga nzira yekuvapatsanura.
Amen. So these other brothers were busy going this other direction, then he said, look, I must go this other side. So that we might find one of the hogs for the other brother. So they were busy hunting for the hog. And Brother Bram went this other side. And he was keeping on walking. Non-stop, he was going. And he was just arriving at the position where he was perpendicular with the angels. Amen.
Amen.
Because he was not looking upward, but God had to find ways of stopping him. Amen. So as he was walking just about that place, he hit into some thorns. Amen. So he decided to bend down to pull away these stones from his trousers. That was the position. And with a bang, seven angels appeared. Pull him up into the skies. Amen.
Amen.
In one place the prophet says about two times the height of this building. And he found himself in the constellation of angels. Amen. And he said, I could see their faces. From the left to the right. He says, but the one that was on my right meant more to me than all these others. He says he had his chest out.
tambanudza
chipfuwa chake. Swept back wings.
Anzi mapapiro ake akaenda kumashure.
That was the one with the seventh seal.
Andiyo ngirozi yanga nechisimbiso chechinomwe.
So are you seeing?
Muri kuona?
God can do that.
Mwari vanokwanisa kutozviita.
He will stop you.
Vanotokumisa.
Right in your tracks so you won't continue because you have arrived.
Kuti usaende mberi nekuti wasvika.
Amen.
Amen.
Even the way you got this message.
Kunyange kagamuchiro kawakaita mharinzwe.
Amen. It was not just like one of those things.
Hazvina kuita sekunge zvinhu zvemazuva ese.
God had to drive you slowly.
Mwari vaikatokufudza zvishoma
nezvishoma. Until you got to the place.
Kusvika wasvika panzvimbo.
Where it has got to happen.
Paifana kutoitika zvinhu.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Even Jacob.
Kunyange Jacob.
When he was going to Padan Aram.
Panga ari kuenda kuPadan Aram.
Is that right?
Ndizvo.
After he had a problem with his brother.
Mushure mekunge aita kunetsana nemukoma wake.
He could have just gone straight.
Angadai akangonanga kuenda.
But God
asi Mwari
knew the time he was supposed to leave home.
Vaiziva nguva yaifanira kubva pamba.
Amen. So that he would walk through on his way to Padan Aram.
Kuti akwanise kufamba akananga kuPadan Aram.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
And then it got dark, he could not continue traveling.
Zvino kwakazodoka anga asakwanise kufamba.
He just found himself a place.
Akangozvitsvagirawo imwe nzvimbo.
He just thought, I can sleep here.
Akangoti ndingamborara pano.
Amen. And it was not just any other place but that particular one.
Yanga singori imwe nzvimbo nje asi yanga iri nzvimbo yaitodiwa naMwari.
He arranged for a stone to make it like a pillar.
Akagadzira matombo kuti aite seshongwe.
Amen. And then he slept.
Ndova arara.
It was the real spot.
Ndo yanga iri nzvimbo chaiyo.
That God wanted him to be at.
Yaidikana naMwari kuti ave ari.
And that night he had a dream.
Akava nehope.
About the angels.
Pamusoro pengirozi
descending and ascending
dzichikwira nekudzika
right at that place
panzvimbo iyoyo chaiyo.
When he woke up the following morning
paakamuka mangwana
he says this place
akati nzvimbo ino
it's a holy place
inzvimbo tsvene
God is in this place
Mwari vari panzvimbo ino.
Amen.
Amen.
And he anointed one of the stones with oil.
Akazodza rimwe nedombo nemafuta.
And he made a vow
akapika kuna
Mwari with the almighty God
naMwari wamasimba
ose to say Lord
akati ishe
if you prosper my journey
kana mukanda ndibudire parwendo rwangu.
Amen. I will give you 1/10 of all that I have.
Ndichakupai chegume chezvese zvandinazvo.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Right at that place.
Panzvimbo iyoyo.
So even in your life
kunyange muupenyu hwako
if God can show us those things in the Bible
kana Mwari akwanisa kutiratidza zvinhu izvi mubhaibheri
and you are writing another book of Acts
iwe uri kunyora rimwe bhuku ramabasa
and you also believe that we are back again in Bible times.
Iwe uchitenda kuti tadzokera zvakare mumazuva eBhaibheri.
Whatever God wants to do with you,
chero chipi Mwari chavada kuita newe,
he is going to drive you slowly.
Vachanyatso kukufudza zvakanaka.
Until you get to that place.
Kusvika wasvika panzvimbo yavari kuda.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody can take that as a message someday.
Mumwe anokwanisa kutora semharidzo rerimwe zuva.
Amen.
Amen.
I won't go in that direction.
Andichai ramba ndichienda neiko.
Let me come back.
Rega ndidzoke.
To my sermon.
Kumharidzo yanasi.
Amen.
Amen.
But brother, the word of God is good, man.
Hamashoko raMwari rakanaka.
It keeps on opening.
Rinoramba richingobhedhenuka.
You see this, it keeps on opening.
Uona icho, ramba richingobhedhenuka.
Amen.
Amen.
Why?
Say,
we are not in the time of storytelling.
Hatisiri munguva yekutaura ngano.
We are in the time of revelation.
Tamu mazuva echizaruro.
Amen.
Amen.
Because the seventh seal is open.
Nekuti chisimbiso chechinomwe chakazarurwa.
It has brought among us
chauya pakati pedu
an anointing
chizoro.
Hallelujah. So that you can see him opening himself before you.
Kuti muone Mwari achizvibhedhenura pamberi pako.
And he does us good all the time.
Zvinotiropafadza nguva dzose.
Do you enjoy the word of God?
Munoropafadzwa here neshoko raMwari.
Better than anything else.
Kudarika zvimwe zvese.
As the singer say, I love him more than gold and silver.
Sezvanga zvichimbuka nemuimbi, ndinomuda kudarika silver nendarama.
Is this what you do also?
Asirozo here, akasiro kamudiro kaunomita
wewe. Is money more important to you than God?
Mari yakakosha kwauri here kudarika Mwari.
Oh, but God is more important, right?
Asi Mari yakatikoshera ndizvoka.
God is more important to us than gold and silver.
Mari yakatikoshera isi kudarika goridhe nesilver.
That's you setting your priorities.
Iwe uri kutora zvinhu zvakakoshera.
Amen.
Amen.
God had an appointment.
Mwari vaida kusangana
with his prophet.
Nemuprofita wavo.
Amen.
Amen.
Heavens and earth had to meet in one place.
Denga nenyika zvaifana kusangana pane imwe nzvimbo.
And the meeting place in Greensmill, Indiana.
Nzvimbo yekusangana kuGreensmill, Indiana.
Was going to affect every believer around the world.
Zvaizorunzira mutendi wese pasi rose.
Is that true?
Ndizvo here.
the meeting of Moses and God up on top of Mount Horeb was going to affect all Israel, even with us also.
Kusangana kwa Mwari nemprofita pagomo reHoreb zvaizorunzira munhu wese weIsrael.
Is that true?
Amen.
Amen. Because God was busy working out something. It was not just for Moses. Moses was a messenger that God was sending down to Egypt to fulfill his word that he had spoken to Abraham before Isaac was born. Is that right? He told Abraham that your children are going to be slaves in a foreign land. But I am going to deliver them with a mighty hand. Amen.
Amen.
And this was the time he had to raise a prophet. Amen. And have him with a pillar of fire go down to Egypt to fulfill the word that he gave to Abraham. So whatever happens, God is fulfilling his word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And over in Greensville, Indiana, we see God coming in. Amen. And speaking to the prophet. And the prophet says, I'm here. Because I don't even understand my life. My minister brethren are saying that I've got a demon. I don't understand. They also don't understand. And he says, that's the reason why I'm here. And the angel says, that's the reason why I'm here. Amen.
Amen.
To talk to you about your misunderstood life. Amen.
Amen.
God always answers the different situations that we have. He knows how to take care of that. And the angel started telling Brother Branham about the signs that he was going to have. The first one, it was a hand sign. Amen. And he was told what was going to happen with the hand sign. That was the first sign. And the second sign was discernment. Amen.
Amen.
And it was scriptural. The angel showed him in the scripture where these things are found. Do you remember the woman at the well? Amen. How Jesus was talking to her. And there was a discernment in her heart. That right now you are living with the sixth one. Is that right? Brother Bram knew that because he had been reading about that. So he was shown that this is what is going to happen in your life. You use these signs around the world to call the bride back. Put her into position. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
How many of you are in service this evening? Amen.
Amen.
It was like I was just talking to myself. That there's nobody behind there. Amen.
Amen.
Or maybe you know it so well until it doesn't affect you anymore. Amen.
Amen.
Speak the word of God anytime. It gives you the same results. Is that true? Yes. Amen.
Amen.
But I want you to notice something. These were signs. Two signs that were given to Brother Branham. Amen.
Amen.
But there is a voice that is behind those signs. Is that right? That is what is important. There is no reason why people can just go on doing signs and miracles if there's no voice behind there.
Futile.
futile exercise.
Amen.
That exercise is not good enough.
Saka zviratidzo nezvishamiso hazvinacho zvakanakira.
But there must be a voice behind them.
Asi panofanange pane izwi riri kuseri kwezviratidzo.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad to know.
Ndinofara kuziva
that there is a comparison.
Kuti pane kuenzaniswa
between Moses, the prophet of the first Exodus,
Moses
and William Branham, the prophet in the third Exodus.
Ndinofara kuti pane kufanana kwa Moses muprofita wa Exodus yekutanga na Brother Branham muprofita wa Exodus yechitatu.
The first sign.
Chiratidzo chekutanga.
He said,
akati,
what is in your hand?
Chichiri muroko rwako.
It was a hand sign.
Chaive chiratidzo cheruoko.
He says, I've got a rod.
Sikanzi ndine tsvimbo.
Put it down.
Ikande pasi.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
It became a serpent.
Ikashanduka kuva nyoka.
He says, you are going to do that when you go down to Egypt.
Hanzi uchanoita zvimwe chete izvo pauchadzika Egypt.
But do you realize?
Asi unocherechedza.
When he got to Egypt.
Paakazosvika Egypt.
He threw the rod down.
Akakanda tsvimbo yake pasi.
Before Pharaoh.
Pamberi paFaro.
It became a serpent.
Ikava nyoka.
And Pharaoh had to call his magicians.
Pharaoh akadana
Janus and Jamborees.
Janus na Jambore.
They also threw their rods down.
Vakakandawo tsimbo dzavo pasi.
Amen.
Amen.
Somehow Moses was never affected.
Nemo nzira Moses haana kukanganisikwa nezvakaitika izvi.
Because the promise was that my angel will go before you.
Nekuti anga ine vimbiso yekuti ngirozi yangu ichaenda mberi kwako.
Christians are not afraid.
MaKristo havatye.
If God sends you,
kana Mwari vakakutuma,
he's going to stand with you.
Vachamira newe.
So right there,
ipapo,
these magicians also performed the same sign.
Vauki ava vakaitawo chiratidzo chimwe chete.
But the sign of Moses,
asi chiratidzo cha Moses,
was ahead of all this.
Changa chiri mberi kwezvenganga idzi.
Because it swallowed their rods.
Nekuti nyoka ya Moses yakazomedza nyoka dzenganga idzi.
And the two, these magicians went away with no rod.
Vauki vavira vakadzokera kudzimba dzavo vasina tsvimbo.
But Moses went with his own rod.
As Moses akaenda aine yake tsvimbo.
Victorious.
Ari mukundi.
He overcame.
Akakunda.
Amen.
Amen.
And the second sign.
Chiratidzo chechipiri.
Had something to do with the heart.
Chaive nechekuita nemoyo.
Discernment.
Kunzvera.
Of what's in people's hearts.
Zviri mukati memoyo yevanhu.
And Moses next second sign.
Chiratidzo chechipiri cha Moses.
He was told to put his hand in his bosom.
Akaudzwa kunzi isa ruoko rwako muchipfuva.
When he plucked it out.
Paakariburitsa.
White as snow.
Rakachena kunge chando.
With lepers.
Nemaperembudzi.
Amen. If it was you, brother, you're going to say, I no longer want this hand again.
Naongoriyo ama waita chindidembura ruoko rwako handicharuda.
But before anything else happened, he says, put it back.
Pasina chinhu chaitika akati ridzorere.
Amen. He put that hand back in the bosom.
Moses akadzokera ruoko muchipfuva.
When he plucked it out,
paakaribudisa,
it was just like a normal hand.
Rakadzokera kuve ruoko rwake rwekare.
Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Hazvina kunakawo here izvi.
Brother Branham preached the message.
Brother Branham vakaparidza imwe mharidzo.
Why it had to be shepherds?
Sei vakafanira kuva vafudzi.
Amen. And he was explaining these signs in that book.
Vaitsanangura zviratidzo imu mharidzo idzi.
He said, what do you find in somebody's bosom?
Hanzi unowane iko muchipfuva chemunhu.
Not on top, but inside.
Kwete pamusoro asi mukati.
He says secrets.
Hanzi unowana zvakavanzika.
Amen.
Amen.
He says, so God was showing Moses.
Mwari vangu achiratidza Moses.
His secrets.
Zvakavanzika zvake.
Amen.
Amen.
So the first time he put the hand in his bosom.
Kekutanga paakaisa ruoko rwake muchipfuva.
He was showing.
Hanzi vanga vachiratidza.
That the world was so full of sin.
Kuti nyika yakazara nechivi.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
It had come to its worst.
Nyika yanga yasvika panhongonya yechivi.
That's the time Jesus Christ came.
Ndonguva yakauya Jesu.
Amen.
Amen.
For God so loved the world.
Nekuti Mwari vakada nyika.
That he gave his only begotten son.
Vakaipa mwanakomana akaberekwa
ari oga. That whosoever believeth in him.
Kuti ani nani anotenda maari.
Shall not perish.
Haachaparari.
But will have everlasting life.
Asi achava neupenyu husina
pera. Plucked it out second time.
Paakaribuditsa kechipiri.
It was normal again.
Rwanga rwanaka zvakare.
That was what was in the mind of God.
Ndozvanga zviri mupfungwa dzaMwari.
That the world that was so bad.
Kuti nyika yanga ikaipa chaizvo.
God is able.
Mwari vanokwanisa.
To wash men again.
Kusuka munhu zvakare.
Until you are just clean like he is.
Kusvikira wachena saivo Mwari.
Praise God.
Amen.
So the first sign.
Chiratidzo chekutanga.
The other preachers in the world.
Vamwe vaparidzi veminyika.
After Brother Bram showed it, They impersonated it. Like Janis and Jambores. But a prophet had to come first. Before impersonators come. Is that right? Just like in our day also. A prophet had to come first. Then impersonators arrived. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
And the second one, he had to go around the world with the sign of discernment. Is that right? And one place it says 14 years. He was going around the world. Amen. With this sign of discernment, second pull. So already you see, there's the first pull and the second pull. And he had gone through this. Amen. But he said, I'm supposed to go on to the third pull. So the ministry of Moses had the first pull. He had the second pull. He had the third pull. Take them out. Is that right? And when he came to the third pull of his ministry, where he was supposed to speak and go forward. Amen. Why Christ speak? Brother Branham was showing there how people were complaining to Moses that were there no graves in Egypt that you to bring us here? Look, we've got a Red Sea before us, we can't even cross. And he sees Pharaoh and his army, they're coming to destroy them. You can remember how Dathan wanted to take the people back to
Pharaoh.
He was not sure whether Moses was the leader or not. But he had seen the miracles all the way through. Is that true? Amen.
Amen.
And Moses started crying to God to say, What are we going to do? We are pinned down right here. We can go. The army is coming. We are right in a fix. Amen. And the prophet says, why are you crying? Amen. He says, Moses had forgotten.
And Moses akanga akanganwa.
That just a few days back, he was like a god in Egypt. Amen.
Amen.
He would speak at will. And locusts filled up the place. Amen. He would speak and lice was all over the place. He would speak and things would happen. Is that right? Because he was a god. And Aaron was a prophet. So he will speak and things will be. And now he comes to this most difficult place. Amen. If only he remembered that I can still continue doing what I was doing in Egypt. And things will work here. So God was forcing it on him. You must not cry. Speak and go forward.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when he remembered about the power that God had given him. Amen.
Amen.
Then he spoke what he wanted. And the winds came from the east. Blew over the whole sea. And a road was made. Amen. Dry ground. Israel. 2 million people.
2 million.
Walked on dry ground. After Moses spoke. This was the first time. To find dry ground on the sea. Dust. Of dry soil in the midst of the sea.
Amen.
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 was a paradox. But it happened. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Do you see, brother, sister? Amen. You must also come to a place like that. When God wants you to speak. Amen. If only you can remember. But I can do it. Hallelujah. And you are going to do it. And when the prophet took this message, why cry speak? Amen. It was a time when he was moving onto the last part of his journey for the third pool. Are you seeing what is happening? And Brother Branham said, look, God does not have to force. And me as his servant, I must depend on him for a vision. But time is going to come. But I don't have to wait for a vision. I must just do it. Amen.
Amen.
He says, how can he take somebody and push him through the pipe and bring him out of this pipe? And he says, I'm an overcomer. What have you done?
Is
him that has been doing it? Is him that pushed you through the pipe and pulled you on the other side? Amen.
Amen.
So, Brother Branham was saying, I don't have to wait for a vision now. So I must not cry. But I've got to speak. And things have to happen. He wasn't speaking about himself only. For you too. Amen.
Amen.
Because time is going to come. Where you have got to realize that a blessing or a curse start from your lip. Your tongue has got to determine whether it's a curse or a blessing coming out of here. This is where we are too. 2017. Amen. We have got to come to a realization that this message, it's not another church. It's not another organization that is being added to the ones that were here already. No, but this is a move of God. It's a people of God that's coming from different walks of life, coming over to be given divine instruction on how we have got to get out of this place. Are you getting that? Divine instruction so that we must know how to leave this place. We are going away. Amen.
Amen.
While everybody else in the world is developing roots into the ground to stay here some more. But you must cut off those roots because we are going home. Brother Bram gave a little story. He said, I read a little story about chickens talking in the barnyard. So this other little chicken was saying, ladies and gentlemen, I found some vitamin which when you take it you are going to crawl better and your crop doesn't have to go like this. It is going to shine. It is going to be straight. And when you take that one, Your feathers are going to shine. That became the language in the barnyard. Amen. But one little chick came out. Says, ladies and gentlemen, what good is it For you to have shining feathers. Even crowing better. And having a better crop.
He
says, this morning I was just listening from the radio news. And they were saying that poultry chicken, the meat of chicken, it has risen in price. So all the farmers are excited that they are going to take their chicken to the market and slaughter them. So tomorrow, we are going for slaughter. With that vitamin or without, but the thing is, you
are
going in. Hallelujah. Brother, this is what the kind of education we have. Is that right? Everybody is trying to find something to improve something and somebody. Amen. And brother, they are inventing different diets. And different clothes. And different shoes. And everything is different. You are going to be a better somebody. You must do this so that you can be better in this direction. Brother. Then it is us who must speak to the world. What good is that diet? What good is that hair food? What good is that
Vaseline?
Rapture is coming. And Los Angeles is going to sing.
Los Angeles is anyura.
And our time is finished. Are you seeing? Amen.
Amen.
It is talking about this time. Praise God. May God have mercy upon us so that we remove our eyes from the things of this world. We've got to look up because this is homegoing time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's homegoing time. Moses was told, if nobody believes the voice behind this, amen, take water from the river Nile. And that water, pour it, and it's going to be turned into blood. From that time, brother, it was plagues upon plagues. Water turning into blood is a plague. To people that's refusing the message of Moses. Is that right? Yes. So it's a prophet who brought mercy and judgment. Mercy to the children of Israel that believed the message of Moses. And a curse to Pharaoh and his people because they rejected the message of Moses. Water turning into blood. It was not for Israel. Israel was in Goshen.
Israel have Goshen.
But this one, it was for
Egypt.
Is that right? All the plagues.
Matenda ose.
It was for Egypt.
Aitra Egypt.
It was not for Israel.
Israel.
When he spoke frogs into existence. Brother, the whole land of the Egyptians was full of frogs. You walk this side, you see it jumping. You try to walk this side, it is jumping. You try to, in your bedroom, it's also jumping. It was not easy, brother. But Moses,
as Moses,
he was reigning in Egypt.
Amen.
Amen. And Egypt never forgot Moses.
Because
it was trouble for them. He spoke, and the whole of Egypt was darkness. And he says, the darkness, it was so thick until you can't even see your hand in front of you. But in Goshen, brother, they were seeing
Goshen
one another. It was shining in Goshen. But it was darkness in Egypt.
Asi kwave nerima kuIjipita.
Because of Moses.
Nekuda kwa Moses.
Is that true?
Ndizoka.
Yes.
Hongu.
The prophet of this end time.
Muprofita wemazuva.
He had the same kind of a message also.
Aive nemhando imechete emaridzo.
Mercy and judgment.
Yaive netsitsi nekupomerwa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For the bride is mercy.
Kumwenga inyasha.
Because we are going home.
Nekuti tikuenda kumusha.
It's a message of deliverance.
Imaridzo yerudzikinuro.
But for the world,
asikunyika,
it's plague upon plague.
Matenda pamusoro pematenda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They do not know
avazive
the new kind of diseases that's coming now.
Mando itswa yezvirwere zvirikuya izvino.
Despite the fact
zvisinei kuti
that there's more research in medicine today than many years ago.
Pane kubudirira kuenda mberi pane zvemedicine nezvescience kudarika mumashure.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
But that research is futile because more of the plagues are coming.
Zvinokubudirira kwakubatsira nekuti matenda aya ari kuuya akawanda.
Is that true?
Ndizvoka.
Do you know what the magician said?
Munoziva zvakataurwa here nevauki
nengano. After they tried to do what Moses was doing, they tried it was like happening, but later on they noticed we can't match.
Vakamboedza kutedzera zvaitwa naMoses umwe zvoitange zvaitika asi pamberi apa vakazona kuti ii uyu aye chiyero chipamusoro.
Then they said,
vakati,
this is the finger of God.
Vakati uru ruoko rwaMwari uyu.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
They tried the hand sign.
Vakaedza chiratidzo choruoko.
In our day,
muzuva redu,
some of them did it.
Vamwe vakazviita.
When it came to discernment,
asi pazvakasvika pakunzwera moyo,
they tried.
Vakaedza.
But it was all guesswork.
Asi zvaive zvokufungidzira.
And they have got to admit,
uye vanofanira kusvika pakubvuma,
this is the finger of God.
Uku kubata kwaMwari.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So as it was in the first Exodus,
sezvo zvaiva muExodus yekutanga,
so has it to be,
ndosva zvinofanirawo,
in the third Exodus,
kubuda kwechitatu.
Amen.
Amen.
We're so thankful.
Tinotenda zvikuru
that God has been so good to us.
Kuti Mwari vakatinakira.
That he opened our eyes.
Kuti vakatizarura meso.
So that we might see his program.
Kuti tione urongwa hwavo.
For us in this day.
Urongwa hwavo kwatiri mazuva nekuguma.
Isn't the Lord wonderful?
Isha havana kunaka here.
I want to read a quote I read it the other day.
Ndoda kuverenga zvakataurwa nemuprofita zvandakamboverenga pane rimwe zuva riya.
Amen. And this is a vision that he had in and it's recorded here in 62.
Chiratidzo chavakava nacho chakanyorwa muna 62.
Amen. And I want to start reading there.
Ndoda kutanga kuverenga ipapo.
I'm going to skip the green part because there was no audio about this. It's only what it was transcribed.
Chasiya pa nekuti panga pasina izvire muprofita zvakangonyorwa.
It came to pass.
Zvakaya zvoitika kuti
while I lay on my bed.
Ndirere pambedha wangu.
This morning about 5:00 a.m.
Mangwana neano nguva dzekuma 5:00.
That this vision appeared unto me.
Chiratidzo ichi ndopandachiona.
But I do not understand at this time.
Asi handisanda kuchinzwisisa chiratidzo ichi.
Amen. It seemed to me.
Zvaita kunge.
That I saw myself.
Kuti ndazviona ini.
Preaching.
Ndichiparidza.
And that I was standing in the sun.
Uye ndanga ndakamira muzuva.
Hey.
Amen.
Do you hear? It's a vision that he saw.
Chiratidzo chavaona muprofita.
But little did he notice.
Asi iva vanga vasina kucherechedza.
That this was scripture.
Kuti zvanga zviri magwaro.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to read a scripture with you.
Ndoda kuti tiverenge tese
gwaro. Before we proceed further down.
Tisataenda mberi kuverenga.
Chapter 19 of the book of Revelation.
Chitsauko 19 chebhuku rezvakasakazarurwa.
Amen. And verse 17.
Ndoda kuverenga pa verse 17.
Is there?
Zvirimo.
Amen.
Amen.
19:17.
Zvakazarwa 19:17.
And I saw an angel, small letter A, and I saw an angel standing in the sun.
Zvino ndakaona mutumwa amire pazuva, mutumwa ane emu mudiki.
In the sun.
Akamira muzuva.
Aha, there we are. And he cried with a loud voice, saying,
akadanidzira nezwi guru achiti,
to all the fowls that fly in the midst of the heaven,
kushiri dzose dzinobhukururuka pakati pedenga,
come and gather yourselves together,
uyai muungane pachirairo,
unto the supper of the great God,
pachirairo chikuru chamwari mukuru.
Are you seeing something?
Pane zvamuri kuona here apa.
Amen. This angel in verse 17.
Mutumwa uyu ari muna verse 17.
Is already interpreted. So interpret. So we now know who that one is.
Akatodudzirwa kare takutomuziva kuti ndiani.
Because he sees a vision of himself standing in the sun.
Nekuti ari kuzviona iye akamira muzuva.
And he was preaching.
Achiparidza.
And this one was crying out.
Uyu aidanidzira.
Is that right? What was he crying out for? Come and gather yourselves together into the supper of the great God. The message of the end time was mercy and judgment. Is that right? And the judgment part is plagues. Is that right? So one angel, one messenger, preaching mercy, and the same one preaching judgment. Did Noah do the same? His message was mercy and judgment. Mercy for them that went into the ark. Judgment for those who refused. So the ones who went in the ark were saved. And the ones who refused, they drowned in the floods. Is that right? So this angel of this end time, for those who refuse the message, amen, is plagues already. Is that right? Birds that were being called are demons that must come and feed on the flesh of the people who don't want to believe the message. Yeah, because look at
18.
Amen. That you may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bound, both small and great.
Kuti mudye nyama yamadzimambo, nenyama yavakuru vezuru zvamazana, nenyama yavane simba, nenyama yamabhiza, neyavatasvi vavo, nenyama yavanhu vose vakasununguka navakasungwa, vaduku navakuru.
Plagues, brother, have no respect of persons.
Matenda hatarisa kuti uri mukuru kana mudiki.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
These plagues are eating anybody and everybody who does not believe this message.
Matenda aya ari kurova munhu wese asingatende mharidzo ino.
Are you seeing we are back in Bible days again?
Muri kuona here kuti tadzokera mazuva eBhaibheri zvakare.
Some are in Goshen.
Vamwe vari muGoshen.
And some are in Egypt.
Vamwe vari muEgipta.
Praise God.
Amen.
How many of you are in Goshen?
Vangani vari muGoshen?
Yes.
Hongu.
And the rest of the world is full of plagues.
Nyika yose yazara nematenda.
This is why there mustn't be any connection between you and the world. Is that right? The Bible says, if the love of God is in you, then you don't have the love of the world. But if the love of this world is in you, then the love of God is not in you. Because the two do not connect. Is that right? So this world, brother, is dying. The prophet says it's a glorious time for the bride, but a terrible time for the unbeliever. So run to the life. Amen.
Amen.
And enjoy the goodness of the Lord while you are in the message. Does it work? Yes, sir. I continue with the quote. Amen. I was preaching to a huge congregation which was seated in a wooded area where just portions of the sun was coming through. I was rejoicing deep in my heart, all thrilled because of the text that I was preaching from. The subject would have had two climaxes. I was laying a background for my first climax when all of a sudden I noticed that it was getting late. Near the noon hour. And my congregation began to get physically hungry. And they started getting up and walking out with the intention of returning. But they must have physical food according to their thinking. And some were just getting tired and listening. I noticed to my right side, some young married people, they were leaving, and I screamed out to them, "Don't go! For all these wonderful things that I have showed you, you don't know where they've come from, and where you can find them." Then that was to be my first climax. I grabbed my Bible and screamed, making the climax. They were found in the Bible. Amen. For I am commissioned to preach only the Bible. But the congregation walked out. I looked toward the forest church, and no one was there. Then I turned and I said, that was my first climax. But in my heart, I knew that they would be back for the evening service, and all I would have to do would be lay a little background of my morning service. Then I could reach that great climax for the evening service. And my heart was so thrilled. Amen. And I was, as I turned from my forest cathedral to wait for the evening service to begin. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we in the message must remember these things. We must remember these visions of the prophet. Why?
Say,
they are milestones for us. Is that right? So that you cannot just talk about the message and you do not know what exactly you are talking about. What is a milestone? See, when
you
are traveling on a journey, on the road signs, they show you so many miles before you get into the city. And you keep seeing these milestones. And those milestones are good for you in the journey, so that you won't get tired. You know, I'm just arriving. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you must know, why was the prophet preaching this message? And why was God giving him this vision at this particular time? Amen.
Amen.
So do you see the time he is in this kind of vision? Amen. There was a time when people left Brother Branham. Before the third pool. After the second pool. That's where he preached the message. Present stage of my ministry. Is that right? And he would talk about the people that left him, Demas and the rest of them. Because of the love of this present world. Is that right? And many of the Pentecostals left. Because all they wanted was signs and wonders. Is that right? They were not around. They didn't like the opening of the world. It's not for everybody. It's for a little class of people. Amen.
Amen.
That can answer prophetic utterance. It's not for everybody. Do you see where we are, brother, sister? Amen.
Amen.
So it was a message with two climaxes. So the first climax was the second pool. Is that right? So he is right here in the middle before the coming of the third one. Is that right? So you are not called into the second pool. Is that right? You leave that for the Pentecostals, because that's what they wanted. And we come back for the evening service, which is the second climax. Amen.
Amen.
Do you love the Lord, brother, sister? Yes. We must know how far we have gone in this Abrahamic age.
Abraham.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because Abraham was
Abraham.
Not stationary. But Abraham was moving. If we are the sons of
Abraham,
we cannot be stationary. We have got to move. Because there's a promise that is with us, that we are going to Canaan's land. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't have any reason to stop somewhere and build your tents right there before you arrive. Let's go. We will arrive. God sent a prophet not to leave you in the wilderness, but to go with you into the promises of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that you can have rapturing faith. The reason why we are still around, we are building up rapturing faith, so that we must be going, like getting pressurized. Amen. In this spaceship, because we must go. Is that right? Yes. We must go. I want to read another quote. The reproach for the cause of the world.
Paragraph 27.
He's talking about the vision that he had again. And he speaks this one also is this the sign of the end time service? And a few more services. It was a vision that God showed to him. It's an experience. And God fulfilled his word exactly the way it came in the vision. Is that right? But there it came. And they were so terrifically fast. Have you ever heard of that language? The coming in of the seven angels. Terrifically fast. Till I thought, when it lifted up, I heard that explosion like a blast that went out like a sound barrier. And when it did, I thought, well, this must mean that I'm fixing to be killed. See, in a blast of some sort. While I thought on this thing, I thought no, it wouldn't be that. Because if it was a blast, it would have got Joseph. Joseph too. Because there he is.
Joseph,
still talking, thinking I'm there. I can hear him. It wasn't that.
And I sofa.
Is that right?
This way.
So, do you see? It was not him dying. Because both of them could have died without in the blast. But God was showing it was not my death. Is that right?
This way.
Now, this is all still in the vision. Because while he was in the vision, he could hear Joseph also speaking out there. Is that right? So, he was saying it wasn't death because he was still there. Then all at once, as I realized I had been, they were around me. I couldn't see them, but I heard being brought into this constellation of the pyramid of them. Inside this constellation of angels. And I thought now, that angel will be one. Five will be grace. I was thinking of that. I thought, it's coming with my message. My second climax. They are coming to bring me the message from the Lord. So are you seeing? The second climax is the last one. Because that's where the message of the Lord is. And I screamed with all my might. As loud as I could. Oh, Jesus. What will you have me do? Amen. And
Amen.
When I did, just went away from me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you see that, brother, sister? This was a vision of the coming in of the seven angels. Is that right? Setting him in the place for the third pole, which is his message. And that's our commission too. Is that right? We are called to the opening of the world. Not first and second pole. Are you getting that? May God have mercy. Amen.
Amen.
As I was with Moses 153.
Paragraph 153.
What if Moses, when he went down there, he had a sign with a stick in his hand. The sign here is no more of the commission than it was with
Moses.
If all the Israelites say, you Egyptians, all the rest of you Israelites, come over here. We got a man can do a trick with his hand. You ought to see it. We got a man can take a stick and make a snake out of it. Come see it. That was just a signpost. Amen. That wasn't the commission. They wasn't waiting for a signpost. God help us. Amen. They were waiting for a deliverance. Hey, brother, sister. Do you see where we are? Amen.
Amen.
The prophet is showing us the difference between the signpost and the commission. He says a signpost tells you how far you are before you get into the city. When you see the signpost, you don't stand there and begin to jive and enjoy and say, I've arrived.
Ukaona pakanzi Harare 20. Hauva wamisa mota ipapo utanga kutamba kuti ndasvika muHarare.
You have not arrived.
Hausati wasvika iwe.
But the signpost has got a language. It's a sign that you are seeing, but it has got a language. And the language is continue another 20 kilometers.
Mashoko aripo ari kuti chiramba uchienda mberi mamwe makilometer 20.
Is that right? Brother, sister, we thank God for the first sign. We thank him for the first pull. It was a sign for us that there is a voice behind that sign. And the true believer has been hunting around for that voice. Is
that
right? There are many people that's coming up with signs. Amen. Some of them are false. Some of them are make up. Is that right? And if you watch carefully, there is no voice, man. There's no voice behind that sign. Amen.
Amen.
You can ask him a question. Yes, I've seen what you're trying to show us, but what does that mean? What voice is there? That is just a money scheme. Is that right? There's no message. There's no voice behind them. But God, by His grace, has made you to notice. As it was with Moses, so is it in this end time. Moses was commissioned, was told what to do. Amen.
Amen.
When he met God on Mount Sinai, that you're going to take the people out of Egypt. But you must go and prove yourself before the elders. Show them these signs. Amen. And when they are satisfied that this is the hand of God, then the sure they're going to know we're going out. Is that right? Same what happened in our day.
Here
is a prophet that came. Around the world he went with the hand sign. Amen. And after the hand sign, we see him discerning. That was a language that God was giving to us. Amen. Not that we all become discerners. No. But there's a language behind there. We are going home. We have got to pull our tents out of Egypt. And we must pitch our tents in Canaan's land. Is that right? Many times, brother, we misunderstand what God is doing. When we see God doing the sign of discernment with the prophet, which is a sign of the Messiah. You want to compete with the prophet. How can you do that? Your levels are even different. He was born a prophet. He doesn't put anything into gear to see visions. But you want to climb up a mountain and climb back again and tell us that I've seen a vision. It doesn't work like that. Amen.
Amen.
But we must be thankful to the Lord that He gave us a prophet. Before the prophet comes, there must be a people on the land who must accept the message. Is that right? So now the church knows about the first climax and the second climax. The seven angels that came, they brought a message for the last climax, for the church to move away from playing religion so that they can see the true things that God is doing in this day. Is that true, brother, sister? Yes. This is why the seven angels had to come to bring a message. But unfortunately, brother, we want to make kingdoms. Hey, we want to make sure everybody knows this is my area. All these people belong to me. You died for nobody. You are still alive. And you can't die for anybody either, because your blood and my blood are the same. We need the blood of somebody who is higher than you. That is the one who can redeem you. Amen.
Amen.
The church is not your bride. She is the bride of Jesus Christ. My church, my people,
and
my church, my people, shut up. She is the bride of God, and Jesus Christ died for them. He shed His blood to the last drop, and that was enough power to purchase the church for Himself.
Mwenga wa Kristu, mwenga wa mwari wa akafira neropa rake, akavatenga vese, kubangune wa kutanga kusika wa kupetisira, iwa huna mwenga.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We don't belong to nobody.
This
church belongs to Jesus Christ.
Church in there, Jesus Christ.
Amen. He bought you. He sanctified you. He baptized you with the Holy Ghost. His Spirit not nobody's spirit.
Mweya wa Kristu kete mweya umwe munhu.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother, we are so used to be having a chief above us.
Kuvene mumwe munhu anotonga pamusoro pedu.
Hey, that's your custom, right?
Don't sika dzedu vanhu ka.
But this is a different custom altogether.
Chikristu yatsika yakasiyana iyi.
Amen. Remove every man from ahead of you. Put Jesus Christ there.
Isa Jesu Kristu kuve mutongi wako bedzi.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Yes. We don't have an eighth messenger, and we don't even want to hear anything about that. We have our Joshua, the end-time leader.
Mutungamiri wemazuva ekuguma.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have got to line up with him.
Tinofanira kuti tipinde mugwara naye.
Because it's home going time.
Nekuti yangu yekuenda kumusha.
Do you believe we're going home?
Notenda here kuti kuenda kumusha.
Yes.
Hongu.
You can only go.
Unongokwanisa
bedzi kuenda. After you identify that Joshua is around and he's taking us across.
Mushino mengo wacherechedza kuti Joshua ava pano ari kuda kuti tiende.
Amen.
Amen.
So there's a church.
Saka pane kereke.
That is going to come after the prophet is gone.
Inofana kuuya mushure mekunge muprofita aenda.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here.
And the same God who was with the prophet must be available to take us through.
Mwari mumwe chete aive nemuprofita anofana kuuya otiendesa rwendo rwese.
Amen.
Amen.
So that the church will realize.
Kuti kereke icherechedze.
That there is an issue about the signpost and there's an issue about the commission.
Kuti pane nyaya yemusiyano wekuti chiratidzo chiripo. Asi pane basa rekutumwa kunofana kuitwa.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
So you don't end up on the signpost.
Saka iwe haugumire pachikwangwari.
Brother Branham was saying, I'm so sorry.
Brabana vaichokumbira regerero.
That I took a long time on the signpost.
Ndakatora nguva yakareba ndiri pachiratidzo ichi.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
On this mountain, I must move away from here.
Ndinofana kubva pagomo iri.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
I must go to the third pole.
Ndinofana kuenda mukudhonza kwetatu.
This is where the bride has been called to.
Ndo kwakadanirwa mwenga.
Amen.
Amen.
May God have mercy on us.
Nai Mwari vatinzwira tsitsi.
Because we need him so much.
Nekuti tinovada zvakanyanyisa.
So that he might lead us.
Kuti vatitungamirire.
To where we belong.
Kuti tisvike patinofana kunge tiri.
Let's stand upon our feet.
Ngatisimukai netsoka dzedu.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Mbiri kune zita raJehovha.
I love him. I love him because he first loved me.
Ndinomuda nekuti ndiye akatanga kundida.
We want to sing that song together.
Ngatiimbei rweyo rutose.